From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. This week, Dr. Alan Cairns is preaching a message entitled 100% Christians, part of a new series based on Psalm 138. In the course of the next number of weeks, he will expound each verse of the psalm in individual messages. This week's text is the opening phrase of verse 1, I will praise thee with my whole heart. As Dr. Cairns is emphasizing, this wholehearted commitment to God is entirely contrary to a surface religion that looks genuine on the outside, but lacks a true love for the Lord and obedience to His word. This kind of wholehearted devotion and obedience comes from spending time with the Lord in the Scriptures and in earnest prayer. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First of all, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection of writings from the pen of the great English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called Rest on a Promise. The text is Genesis 28, verse 13. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it. No promise is of private interpretation. It belongs not to one saint, but to all believers. If, my brother, thou canst in faith lie down upon a promise and take thy rest thereon, it is thine. Where Jacob lighted and tarried and rested, there he took possession. Stretching his weary length upon the ground with the stones of that place for his pillows, he little fancied that he was thus entering into ownership of the land. And yet so it was. He saw in his dream that wondrous ladder, which for all true believers unites earth and heaven. And surely where the foot of the ladder stood, he must have a right to the soil, for otherwise he could not reach the divine stairway. All the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. And as He is ours, every promise is ours, if we will but lie down upon it in restful faith. Come, weary one, use thy Lord's words as thy pillows. Lie down in peace. Dream only of Him. Jesus is thy ladder of light. See the angels coming and going upon Him between thy soul and thy God. And be sure that the promise is thine own God-given portion, and that it will not be robbery for thee to take it to thyself as spoken specially to thee.
Oh, Jesus, I have cried.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. Every child of Adam is by nature a hypocrite. That's a battle we all have to fight constantly. And very often in ourselves, we find ourselves able to use the great swelling words. Words that express true devotion. Words that speak of deep experience. But all the time, they are merely covering an empty heart. Paul used some words in Romans 9 that are never too far away from my mind. And I think that in every profession we make before God or before men, we should be able to use Paul's affirmation, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Empty profession, swelling words with no reality to them, putting on a good front, looking holy to the world, but with a heart that's given over to covetousness or some other sin. Empty profession is the curse of Christians and Christian churches. It's unworthy of the Lord. Takes no notice of the gospel. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin, Paul tells us. And certainly, people who are worshiping with a cold heart, people who are serving more themselves than the Lord, are not exercising or expressing faith in Christ. It's unworthy of the Lord. It's certainly unhealthy for us. Every Christian will know exactly what I mean when I say, when you make great statements, when you sing some hymns like we have been singing this morning, my Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine, for thee all the follies of sin I resign, and then you turn back to the swine trough. It makes you feel like a hypocrite. And well, it may. Leaves you feeling empty and frustrated. It opens you up to the accusation and the attack of the devil. It hardens your heart and your conscience against God. It's unhealthy. And it's also, of course, undermining to our testimony before the lost. So, David vowed, therefore, to worship the Lord and serve the Lord with all his heart, with his whole heart. In other words, keeping in mind what he believed and what he had received from the Lord. He gave himself to the worship and the service of the Lord with his whole heart. That is, with the concentration of his mind. He actually took time to think. I don't mean to be sarcastic, but that's almost the last thing that preachers ask their people to do nowadays. So many people want to be spoon-fed. We live in a world of the soundbite. The great news events of the day have to be encapsulated in stupid little soundbites. And that's how Christians now want their theology. Don't ask us to think. Well, let me tell you, unless you're willing to think, your heart will not be entirely engaged with the Lord. He was certainly worshiping with the love and the feelings and the desires of his heart and with the full purpose of his will. I will worship, I will praise, I will thank, I will serve with my whole heart. This was the controlling principle of the psalmist's life. He loved the Lord, he praised the Lord, he served the Lord, and he sought to do everything in every area of his life in the light of that commitment to him. Now, it's easy for you and me to go and point in the life of David where he did this wrong and that wrong and the other thing wrong. He wasn't perfect, far from it. But nonetheless, in this, there is the sincere expression of a soul in every area of my life. I want to serve the Lord with all I am and all I have in every sphere, as king, as the ruler of this great nation, as a leader in its worship, in the political realm. I want to serve the Lord. When I go back to my home, there's a beautiful, beautiful statement about David after leading the whole nation in public worship and back to the ark of God. Then, having feasted with the people in the things of God, we have this beautiful statement that David returned to bless his own house. You see, in that sphere also, I'll worship the Lord with my whole heart. I will wholeheartedly give myself to God in the political realm, in the public realm, in the private and personal realm, in the family realm, everywhere. This is the controlling principle. This is what must dictate your relationships and mine. Praising God. Worshiping God with the whole heart. This is where we draw the line of separation. I'm a separatist by conviction. I hate apostasy with a holy hatred. I pray against the Church of Rome and pray that God will rise up to destroy its evil and vicious influence. I pray against the ecumenical movement, the World Council of Churches and the National Council of Churches, and those that are selling out the gospel. I pray against the new evangelical compromisers who want me to believe that they're standing for God while all the time they are selling out the gospel by their compromise. I'm against them. But so often, this line of separation is said to be, this is the constant criticism, an expression of bitterness, of small-mindedness. I have to confess that there's many a professed separatist that gives plenty of ammunition to people who want to make that accusation. I know separatists who would separate from themselves if they could. I was reading a great statement. I haven't seen the original context. Well, should I say I didn't hear the original context? So it could be an inflection of the voice would have given the true meaning. But I was reading in the Reverend Stanley Barnes's home a book that kept me laughing for hours. Foolish Words, it's called. And one of the statements was one by our current president, Mr. Bush, in which he said, I have opinions, and I hold them very strongly. I just don't always agree with them. Now, the them in spoken word might have referred to somebody else, but as it came out, it appeared to say, I have opinions and I hold them strongly, but I don't always agree with them. But whether we can criticize the president for actually making that boo-boo or not, I don't know. There are certainly preachers, and you would think that's where they stand, that fight with anybody. They seem to love to fight for the sake of fighting. But that's not true separation. What leads to separation is a wholehearted, entire, 100% unconditional commitment to Christ. That's the line of separation. In Hebrews 13, let us go forth, therefore, unto Him. Where Jesus is, that's where I want to be. 100%. That's where I want this church to be. 100%. That draws the line of our separation. We are to worship and to serve Him with the whole heart. Now, that's simply what it means. Let me make this comment, that this wholeheartedness is what the Lord desires of us. You remember the first and great commandment of the law, Deuteronomy chapter 6, quoted by the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 22. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Jesus said, this is the first and great commandment of the law. The words of Proverbs 23:26 are certainly applicable. If we put them in the mouth of our God toward each one of his children, he says, my son, give me thine heart. Paul told servants or slaves in his day what they were to do and how they were to live. How much more is it applicable to us to serve, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart? Moses asks, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? In Deuteronomy 10 and 12. What does God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Now, men and women, that's simple. At least to understand. That's what God requires. That's the desire, the yearning, and the command of God to all his people. 100% for Christ. That's what he's calling for. Let me make this remark, that's what the Lord deserves.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.